I'm Mike Fraser, and this is WISO Today for Tuesday, February 24th. Ohio was among the states with the most anti-LGBTQ incidents last year. That's according to GLAAD, a nonprofit that advocates for inclusive representation and LGBTQ acceptance. The Ohio Newsroom's Aaron Gottsacker has more.
GLAAD has been tracking these so-called anti-LGBTQ incidents since 2022. They include a range of expressions of hate, from assaults to vandalism to threats of violence. In 2025, GLAAD documented more than 1,000 of these incidents across the country. 50 were in Ohio.
So what that means is that they are amongst the top five in terms of states that had the highest number of reported incidents.
That's Sarah Moore, the lead researcher of the tracking project. She says states with the highest number of incidents, like Ohio, California, and Washington, have been at the center of political debates over LGBTQ rights, and that extremists use heated political rhetoric to justify violence. For the Ohio Newsroom, I'm Erin Gottsacker.
State lawmakers are on a tight deadline to make the multi-billion-dollar capital infrastructure bill happen. This comes after finally getting the go-ahead from Republican House Speaker Matt Huffman earlier this month. State House correspondent Karen Kassler reports on the spending plan that puts money funded by state bonds toward buildings, universities, parks, and many local projects.
Though Governor Mike DeWine and Senate President Rob McCauley had wanted a capital budget, Huffman had raised concerns about the money for it before finally greenlighting it. Republican Senator Tom Patton says the local project requests are always more than the money that's available, so decisions have to be made carefully.
What do you think this will be down the road? How certain? This is not something that's a wish and prayer. If we get this money and if we're able to do that, maybe we might. No, it's got to be something that we're pretty sure is going to be a successful investment by the when we're bonding it out.
Patton says lawmakers' lists of local requests are due on March 12th. He says the goal is for House and Senate leaders to work together to agree on local projects so the capital budget moves faster. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
Urbana community members have a chance to weigh in on what they're looking for in the next city schools superintendent. Urbana City Schools are searching for a new superintendent after its longtime leader, Charles Thiel, announced his retirement. The district will hold a public forum on Wednesday, March 4th at 6:30 p.m. The meeting will be at the Pre-K to 8 building in the Dining Commons. Participants can provide input on the characteristics, skills, and experience the Board of Education should consider in evaluating superintendent candidates. Written and verbal comments will be accepted. The group developing the old Montgomery County Fairgrounds has updated its plan for the site, and the first building is now under construction. The development will be across from Miami Valley Hospital, just south of downtown Dayton. Reporter Evelyn Huspin has more.
On Main is a collaborative venture between the University of Dayton and Premier Health. They have already begun construction on what they are calling On Main, which they say will be Dayton's innovation district. Brian Hetkamp is the CEO of On Main. He says the updated master plan for the site builds on the initial one from 2020. Hetkamp also says they have made progress over the past 5 years. Most notably, On Main has finished stabilizing and restoring the historic roundhouse. They have also started building the five-story Think Dayton building, which they say will be a tech hub. Its grand opening is slotted for 2027.
And that was Evelyn Huspin reporting. This year's Great Miami Riverway Summit will take place in downtown Hamilton at the Fitton Center for Creative Arts. The 19th annual summit's theme is Reimagining Riverway. It explores how to grow, gather, and work together to shape the future of the Great Miami River. Festivities kick off on April 24th with engagement sessions, networking opportunities, and information on trail safety, accessibility, and more. Early bird tickets are now available for business owners, real estate developers, recreation or tourism professionals, community leaders, or anyone interested in the summit. It'll also highlight local business owners and reuse success stories from organizations including Cohatch, 80 Acres Farms, and Spooky Nuke Sports. Look for hopefully some sun today, a high near 40 degrees, a bit of a breeze in the air as well. Some light snow is possible tonight, but more snow is expected Wednesday night into Thursday. Right now, the forecast is calling for the possibility of a few inches of snow beginning after midnight Wednesday night into Thursday. This forecast is being fine-tuned, and when we get an updated forecast, we will let you know. And that's WISO Today for Tuesday, February 24th. I'm Mike Fraser.